Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Power Pause: How to Plan a Career Break After Kids and Come Back Stronger Than Ever, by Naya Ruch, is a nonfiction guide focused on career pauses after children, especially for women who want to step away from paid work without treating that decision as a permanent loss of ambition. The book combines practical planning, identity work, and cultural critique to reframe stay-at-home motherhood as an intentional and meaningful life stage. Rather than presenting career breaks as a problem to be endured, it treats them as a strategic pause that can be managed with financial preparation, emotional clarity, and a long-term return plan. Ruch draws on her own experience leaving a corporate career, along with stories and advice from other mothers, to address the questions many women face at this transition: how to define value outside job titles, how to talk about a pause without shame, and how to preserve professional confidence while focused on family life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing the career break as a deliberate chapter, not a professional failure. A central argument of the book is that leaving the workforce after children should not automatically be read as retreat, stagnation, or disinterest in achievement. Ruch challenges the common assumption that ambition only counts when it is expressed through continuous paid employment. Instead, she presents the pause as a consciously chosen period that can serve family needs while still preserving long-term professional identity. This matters because language shapes interpretation. If a woman describes her time at home as quitting or disappearing, the experience is more likely to feel socially diminished. If she sees it as a pause with purpose, she can evaluate it as part of a broader career arc. The book therefore works at the level of narrative as well as planning. It asks readers to replace shame-based framing with a more accurate understanding of how caregiving, timing, and career development interact. That reframing is one of the book's main contributions because it changes the meaning of the decision before it addresses the logistics. Secondly, identity loss after leaving a title and how to rebuild a fuller self-definition. The book pays close attention to the identity shift that can occur when a person stops introducing herself through a profession. Ruch recognizes that the question, "What do you do?" can become difficult when a job title disappears because the loss is not only practical but symbolic. Many readers will recognize the discomfort of feeling less legible in social settings or less certain about personal worth once career markers are removed. The book does not dismiss that discomfort. It treats it as a normal part of transition. From there, it encourages a broader identity framework in which skills, values, and responsibilities are not erased by caregiving. This approach is important because it avoids the false choice between professional self and maternal self. Instead, it suggests that competence, judgment, empathy, and organization remain meaningful forms of identity even when they are being used in a different setting. By naming the grief associated with leaving work, the book gives readers permission to process the change honestly while also building a more expansive sense of self that is not limited to paid job status. Thirdly, caregiving is skill building and the portfolio model of a career path. One of the book's most useful ideas is that careers do not have to be understood as straight lines. Ruch encourages readers to think in terms of a portfolio of experiences rather than a single uninterrupted ladder. That model makes room for caregiving as a period that can deepen abilities rather than diminish them. Managing children and household logistics requires prioritization, adaptation, conflict handling, budgeting, and emotional regulation, all of which have value beyond the home. The book argues that these experiences can be part of a professional story rather than an interruption from it. This is a notable shift because many career narratives assume that only formal employment generates transferable skill. Ruch pushes back on that assumption by treating the home as a site of real labor and growth. The portfolio perspective also helps explain why a pause does not end future possibility. A person can add to her capabilities in one chapter and later re-enter work with a more varied skill set. The result is a more realistic and less punitive model of development. Fourthly, practical planning for finances, skills, and a future return to work. Although the book has a strong cultural and identity dimension, it is also designed as a practical handbook. It addresses the realities that determine whether a career pause is sustainable, including financial readiness, skill maintenance, and eventual re-entry into paid work. This is where the book moves beyond affirmation into strategy. Readers are encouraged to think ahead about budgeting, household trade-offs, and the resources needed to preserve options later. That practical orientation matters because an unplanned pause can create stress that undermines the very benefits the break is meant to provide. The book also recognizes that confidence to return is affected by preparation during the pause, not just by intention afterward. Maintaining professional awareness, staying connected to networks, and thinking about how to describe the break are all part of the model. Rather than promising an effortless return, the book focuses on making that return plausible and deliberate. Its value lies in connecting emotional permission with concrete planning so that the reader can make informed decisions instead of relying on vague optimism. Lastly, changing the social narrative around stay-at-home motherhood and care work, the book is also a cultural intervention. Rutsch argues that the modern conversation around stay-at-home motherhood is outdated and often unfair, leaving women with stereotypes that do not fit either historical reality or contemporary family life. By naming the problem as one of language and narrative, she shows that individual discomfort is connected to broader social expectations about work, gender, and productivity. This makes the book relevant beyond personal career planning because it questions the assumption that paid labor is the only visible form of contribution. The critique is not anti-work. It is pro-recognition. Care work, according to the book's logic, should be understood as labor that supports families and makes other forms of work possible. That larger frame is what gives the book its policy and social dimension. It is not only asking how one mother should explain her choice, it is asking how society should evaluate caregiving in the first place. That wider ambition is part of what separates the book from narrower self-help titles. In conclusion, this book will be most useful for women considering a break from paid work after having children, as well as for readers who are already home with kids and want a clearer way to think about identity, finances, and future re-entry. It is also relevant for partners, counselors, career coaches, and anyone who wants to understand the emotional and practical realities of a career pause without reducing it to a lifestyle choice. The main benefit is that it combines reassurance with structure. It validates the grief and uncertainty that can accompany leaving work, but it also offers a framework for planning, framing, and eventually returning. What makes it stand out in the career and parenting category is its refusal to treat stay-at-home motherhood as either a failure or a sentimental ideal. Instead, it presents the pause as a serious life stage with its own logic, responsibilities, and long-term implications, compared with books that focus only on work-life balance or post-baby productivity. This one addresses the deeper identity question of how women can remain ambitious while stepping away from a traditional career path. That combination of cultural reframing and practical guidance gives it a distinctive place among books about motherhood and work. If you would like to support Neha Rutsch, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.